It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it's Friday, it's the 23rd of February, and that means it's time for episode 13 of the Friday News Update. And completely coincidentally, I promise, I've started writing scripts for the Friday News Update to try and improve the quality for you and to speed things up so we get the episodes out on time. So hopefully you'll notice a slight improvement in quality from now on. And I am really excited to announce that the Friday News Update is now available on Spotify. So if you're one of the 140 million people that use Spotify every month, you can now search for Friday News Update on Spotify and hit that follow button to get all of our episodes on Spotify as soon as they're released. I've also got the Tech Chat Show, the new live stream that I mentioned at the start of the month, coming up on Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Tech Chat with David Cannon on YouTube. So please tune in to that if you can. But hopefully episode 13 won't be unlucky for me, but it certainly won't be unlucky for you, as we have a preview of what's coming up at the Mobile World Congress 2018 this weekend and next week. That's coming up in a few minutes, but first let's go through this week's latest tech news. It's Friday the 23rd of February 2018, and this is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, Spotify could be working on its own smart speaker, according to job listings posted recently. They claim that the speaker will be category defining and will of course be able to play the Friday News Update now, which is great, and they suggest that it will be ready to be announced very soon. So look out for it later this year, and I'll keep you updated on it here on the Friday News Update, so make sure you're subscribed for updates on that. Google have rebranded Android Pay as Google Pay and Google Wallet as Google Pay Send. Microsoft's Cortana AI is now available on the popular app IVTTT, allowing you to create your own custom commands for Cortana. Apple's new Apple Park headquarters might have an even worse design flaw than the lightning connection position on the new Magic Mouse, as workers keep walking into the glass walls. In other Apple news, rumors suggest that this year's Worldwide Developers Conference event, in which the next versions of iOS, macOS, and possibly a new iPhone SE, according to rumors, will be announced, will take place between the 4th and 8th of June. Twitter's macOS app was discontinued this week. It's been taken off the App Store and won't work very soon, so you'll now need to use their website. And LG's next phone, codenamed Judy, will be announced in June with a 6.1-inch bezel-less 18:9 LCD Plus screen, which will be very bright and power-efficient. It'll also have 16 megapixel dual cameras on the back with apertures of f1.6, stereo speakers, IP68 waterproofing, a Snapdragon 845 with 4GB of RAM and 64GB of storage, wireless charging, and possibly LG's new Vision AI camera feature, which is similar to Bixby Vision, and the Huawei Mate 10 Pro's AI camera features. We'll probably get that. Land Rover have announced a phone with a design inspired by Land Rover cars, a 5.5-inch Full HD screen, a 16-megapixel main camera, an 8-megapixel front camera, Android 7, and a DeCaCore 2.6 GHz MediaTek processor with 64GB of storage and 4GB of RAM plus. a 4,000 milliamp battery that will apparently give you 2 days of battery life. It's also modular, so you can snap packs onto the back to give it extra functionality like more battery life and better GPS. It's also been called the toughest phone in the world and can survive extreme temperatures and is IP68 water and dust resistant rated. It will cost £499 and will be released in April. Right, now on to the Mobile World Congress 2018 rumours and news. The Galaxy Tab S4 could be announced at the Mobile World Congress 2018 alongside the Galaxy S9 as it's been spotted on GFX Bench. It's got a Snapdragon 835 with 4GB of RAM, 64GB of storage, 10.5-inch 16:10 QHD screen, Android Oreo, and a 12-megapixel main camera with a 8-megapixel front camera. WinFuture have also released pretty much all the specs and features of the Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. They'll have 12-megapixel main cameras that can switch between an aperture of f1.5 and f2.4 for better photos and videos in different lighting. You'll be able to take slow-mo videos at 960 frames per second, and the S9 Plus will have dual cameras with an extra 12-megapixel f2.4 aperture camera. The front camera will be 8 megapixels with an aperture of f1.7 and autofocus, and the S9 will have 4GB of RAM and a 3000 mAh battery, whereas the Plus will have 6GB and a 3500 mAh battery. Both will have 64GB of storage, Android Oreo and IP68 waterproofing, and the screens will have a resolution of 1440 by 2960 and will again be 5.8-inch and 6.2-inch Super AMOLED screens with a slightly smaller bezel below the screen. Renders of the Huawei MediaPad M5 Pro, which will be announced at the Mobile World Congress 2018, have also been released by WinFuture, again showing a fairly bezel-less tablet with a home button with a fingerprint sensor on the right and a Huawei logo on the bottom bezel, of course, and a keyboard case plus a big speaker on the back and the top and no headphone jack. Why Huawei? It'll have 64GB of storage, that is a good amount, and support for Huawei's M Pen stylus, and a 13-megapixel camera on the back with an autofocus and an 8-megapixel camera on the front. Otherwise, it will be 7 millimeters thick and 499 grams and will have Android 7 and a 10.8-inch LCD screen with Huawei's 960 processor and will have 4G and cost €520, about £460. And finally, renders of the Sony Xperia XZ2 have been released online, showing a brand new, well, sort of, it's very similar to the XA2's design, but it has a bezel-less design and 3D glass on the XZ2 on the front and the back, so it looks like it's going to be a really cool phone, and it's going to have stereo speakers on the front as well and a fingerprint sensor on the back. So pretty cool phone, eh? We'll also get Android Oreo Snapdragon 845 processors and full HD screens. Google have teased that some Android Oreo Go Edition and Android One phones will be announced at the Mobile World Congress, and it sounds like the Nokia One and the bezel-less Nokia 7 Plus will be two of those phones as they have appeared in recent renders. And we could also see the Moto G6, the HTC Desire 12, the Asus ZenFone 5, and some phones from Alcatel. That's it for this week's episode. Thanks for watching or listening, and goodbye.